You're listening to the CCB Health and Fitness Show on the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Vanprate. Let's get going. All right, okay. Forward. And welcome everybody to episode 15 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. Today we're going to talk about modes of transportation. Are you a cane user? Are you a guide dog user? Are you a user of just your 2 feet and heartbeat and the vision that you've got? We're going to discuss a little bit about both today. So today we're going to talk about the modes of transportation that you like to implore as we walk along with Oak and I during a walk we did yesterday. As I was out there, it kind of got me thinking, you know, what are the different modes of transportation that everybody is using within this health and fitness program? It's really about breaking down the barriers and eliminating the excuses and getting you to, you know, look at yourself as you first and your disability second, and taking charge of your life, taking charge of your health, and really making sure that you've got all the tools you need to get out there and get active. And it got me thinking a little bit about the journey that I was on, going from quote-unquote sighted to a cane user to a guide dog user, and, you know, the learning curve for all of them, but how each of them have their own sort of pluses and minuses in allowing me to get out and get active and do the things that I need to do. So, you know, in my job to try to remove barriers for you guys, it's really about, you know, what modes of transportation do you guys have? And are you lacking? Are you wishing that you had a, you know, different skills? You know, are you a cane user and you really wish you had a guide dog? Or are you a cane user and you really wish that you had, you know, maybe upgraded caning skills because you find that might be holding you back? Do you not use anything and you find that's perfectly fine, and you just require a bit of help, you know, like I did when it was dark? So it really is to get you thinking about that and to say, okay, are any of those barriers? Because if some of those are barriers, let's hear it, right? And maybe we can problem solve this together. But I know I can maybe bring you along on a bit of my journey going through all three of them and see if any of that resonates with you. But this is all about making sure that you have the tools you need to get out and get active. Because I'm saying get out there and get active, and you have a barrier in terms of your mobility options or your mobility skills and comfort level, well then, you know, we can address that and we can maybe help find some resources for you. So let's go maybe a bit back to, again, with the theme of this podcast, it seems to be I'm going to share sort of my story and my journey. And if that resonates with you, that's great. But you can see how, you know, it's not always smooth sailing for me either. Everybody, not everybody, but I'm paraphrasing, you know, people will often say to me, well, it's easy for you to say, it looks so easy for you, et cetera, et cetera. But I think what I'm really good at is maybe taking the foibles that I have and kind of making them comedic. But I certainly go through the same, I don't know, ups and downs and challenges that you guys all face. So growing up with RP, I had, you know, pretty decent usable vision. I certainly couldn't see at night, and that was always a bit of the biggest roadblock. Is, you know, during the day everything was all good, but at night, you know, it was lights out. So, you know, I up until I was in my mid-20s, I could get by with pretty much just taking an arm or an elbow at night, and everything else was pretty good. And then around about my 27, 28, 8 years old, things started to get more challenging, and with the incredible nudging from my wife, I was able to adopt, you know, the use of the white cane. I got a white cane way back when I was a teenager before I went to university, and it pretty much sat in my my pocket or my dresser drawer for the most part. And as things got worse and things changed, I really started to need to use it. And you know, we all go through those ego hits, right, where we don't want people to see us for our cane, you know, or even our guide dog. And just like we don't want them to see us for our disability, you know, we want to be recognized and appreciated for who we are and the skills that we have. And I really found that for me was a huge, huge struggle. Probably the biggest struggle I've had with my vision loss was adopting the white cane. You know, being this athlete that everybody knew, and then all of a sudden I'm using this white cane. And, you know, for people that just didn't really understand, because I didn't look any different. I was the same guy they saw, you know, 2 or 3 months ago, and I was perfectly fine. And all of a sudden I have this white cane, and some people thought it was a cry for attention. And it was just a big ego hit for me. But, you know, I realized that for me and for my wife, and everybody around me, it helped them as well. It certainly helped me because people understood now that I didn't see very well. So, you know, people would come up and offer help, where before I just kind of looked like a 6 foot tall dorky guy standing there looking lost. But one of the big things I noticed is it really helped my wife and those that were helping me. And that was the biggest plus is, you know, walking down the street with the cane or through a store. It wasn't up to my sighted guide anymore to really navigate through the masses. And I finally understood the stresses that me not using a white cane put on the people that were helping me. You know, they want to help and they're out there to do their best in helping me. But certainly I found, at least in my point of view, that once I started using the white cane, it was a bit of an ego hit to me, but it also was a meeting in the middle, because for the people that had been helping me so long, I finally had a better way to help them help me. So that was kind of my journey into using a white cane. It just became a point of, you know, thankfully my wife was around to really nudge me. And I really encourage people out there that are thinking about using the white cane to, you know, to heed the advice of the ones that maybe are helping you. And if they kind of suggest it off the cuff, note that maybe they're kind of saying, hey, you know, I love helping you out, but, you know, probably be a little easier if you bring out that white cane, because then people understand what's going on. And it was, like I said, though, it was tough, because I could see immediately how when I brought out that white cane, people saw the cane and they didn't look at me anymore. And I think that really became part of this mission to, you know, to show people who I was first, and not have them focus on the fact that I'm a blind person. So it really became a defining moment for me to really want to define my life as Ryan, the triathlete or the health educator or, the husband of Mindy, and yeah, okay, I was the blind guy, but it was really to get people to change their perspective of what they saw in terms of disability. So that was my white cane, you know, usage kind of forced into it, but really it was a really important step, and it was so empowering once I started using it. Things did become a lot easier. And you know what? If people see the white cane and they saw me as helpless, then I found it my mission to demonstrate to them that I wasn't helpless, and their helpless, or their feeling that I was helpless kind of went away little by little, because they saw that I was actually, you know, doing the things that anybody else was doing. I just happened to have a white cane in my hand. So, you know, for, again, those out there looking to use the white cane and saying, well, maybe that's a bit of a barrier to get out. I can't get out and go walk around the block, because what are people going to think when they see me with this white cane in my hand? You know what? Yeah, initially it's going to shock them. And initially they might go, well, you know, poor blind person. But it's an opportunity for you to demonstrate that, hey, I'm just the same old person I was. I'm just using this device. And look, I'm actually capable of doing more than I was before, because I'm now using this particular tool. So, yeah, that's white cane usage in terms of, you know, my background. And then 2 years ago, I found that with my vision deteriorating, I really needed something to help me keep up my pace. You know, I can only cane so fast. And for those that are white cane users, you understand that is you only can walk generally as fast as you can cane. And I found that I was slowing down a bit in certain situations where I really wanted to go faster. Thought about it. You know, I thought maybe I still have too much workable vision to have a guide dog, but I decided, you know, I'm going to apply anyways and see what happens. And yeah, they said for sure a guide dog would be of use to me. And I went through the whole process and blah, blah, blah. You don't want to hear all about that. But yeah, 2 years ago I got Oak, and you know, at first you're still like, I don't know. I don't know if this is valuable, if this is not valuable, but, where he absolutely shines is in places where I realized I would never go with my white cane. You know, going out at night, walking down the sidewalk, I just wouldn't do it with my white cane. I just wouldn't go out. And now it's my most favorite thing to do is to walk at night with my guide dog. It's so relaxing and freeing because it's something I would have never done. It's something that would have stressed me out so much if I absolutely had to. And now it's freeing because I just trust this silly, goofy animal to drag me around. And other places it's just remarkable is in really busy places like a mall or a store where there's just people coming at you from every angle. And the dog just kind of plows his way through and it's just pretty remarkable. So, you know, I find, you know, the dog isn't perfect in every situation, you know, in restaurants and stuff. Sometimes he's not as needed for working. You know, a white cane can do the trick. Or if you're just popping in and out of a store, you know, your wife or your friends are doing errands and you just want to pop in and out of a store, you know, to harness the dog up and go in and come back, sometimes it's a big pain in the rear end. So it's, again, using the tools that you have to accomplish things that you want to accomplish. And you know, that's what I really want to make sure everybody out there is looking at, is making sure, okay, what tools do you have? What modes of transportation do you use? And are they effective for you? Are you lacking, not lacking, because not putting it on you necessarily, are you missing something, right? Are you wanting to be a better cane user and you need the resources and you're not sure where to turn in order to do that, let me know. Are you looking or thinking of getting a guide dog? Have you got a guide dog and said, oh, it's just not for me? I'd love to hear your stories of how, you know, your journey has gone. You know, you can listen to mine, but I'd really love to hear your stories. Because, you know, I found that it's not an all or nothing, and I think it's using the cane, it's using the dog, it's using an elbow when needed. But I'm a big believer in helping others help you.
Stand. Okay, left to the curb. Left to the curb.
And I really love the partnership and the teamwork aspect of the guide dog. As you can hear there, we're just crossing the street and stuff. And the cool thing about guide dogs I found were they get so excited helping you. I don't know, it's kind of like with triathlon or any of the other team sports you do, a guide dog is really a team effort, and I really enjoyed that. So we'll take a listen of the last little bit of our walk home, and then we'll wrap up.
Good boy. Forward. Straight on. Okay, right. All right. Can we find home? Oak, can we find home? Good boy. Let's find home.
And of course, you get super duper excited. So that's kind of what I wanted to cover today is maybe share a bit of my spectrum of tools that I use to get around and to accomplish the things that I need to accomplish. And I mean, that's not even taking into account, you know, the tandem bike or sighted guides for running. I'm talking about just general getting out and going for those walks around the block. Because, you know, if I'm here saying get out there, get active, just on that basic level, and you're facing a barrier, let's hear about it, right? Let's figure this out so we can remove these barriers, because just getting out and going for a walk around the block for somebody with a vision impairment can be tricky. It can be intimidating. So it's really about arming yourself with the right tools. And, you know, I'm really eager and excited to hear what you guys use. Do you stick with one? Do you have a spectrum? Let's hear it. So that's episode 15. I thought I'd take you for a bit of a walk with Oak and I. You know, I got thinking about it yesterday and I thought, you know what, let's hear what everybody else is using. So get out, get active. It really doesn't need to be that hard, and I want to help you out. So let's hear it. ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. Let's hear it.